having choices gives you a sense of empowerment instead of being forced into a decision based on limited options. The opportunity to explore and make an informed decision will create certainly positive results. Most regard this idea I've just described when it comes to shopping, for example, maybe the workplace. Or how about your child's education? This concept is the foundation of National School Choice Week, which is taking place nationwide this week through Saturday, February 1st. With us now to detail what National School Choice Week means for students, their parents, as well as the various schools, is the organization's president, Andrew Campanella. How are you, Andrew?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
And the website, very important, because this is where you can find all the information about the various events, and there are a lot of them in each and every state, schoolchoiceweek.com. Just in New Jersey alone, over 1,100. Just for that number for New Jersey, it makes me believe, Andrew, you've got a nationwide or record number of events taking place.
We do. There are 51,300 events and activities across all 50 states. They're all independently planned by schools, organizations, homeschool groups, and families. And it's a time to raise awareness about all the different education options families have or want to have for their kids.
Now, when we say events, it's going to vary, obviously, from presenter to presenter, from school to school, but just as an overview of a parent goes to one of the National School Choice Week events, primarily, what are they going to be able to gain from that?
Sure. So many of these events are open houses at individual schools, and these are schools of all types: traditional public schools, public charter schools, public magnet schools, private schools, homeschool groups have open houses too. And it's an opportunity for families to learn more about different schools. There are also school fairs. There are parent nights. There are information sessions. The goal of School Choice Week and the goal of these many events is to let families know that they do have options for their children's education, and if they want to start looking at their options, they should start now for next school year. Because if you start now, you'll find more options than if you wait until summer break.
It's important to make note, too, that you're not promoting any specific agenda or school platform. This is an open door for the parents and the kids, too, to learn and realize just exactly what the options are, which vary state to state as well.
That's absolutely right. We recognize and celebrate equally all types of schools: traditional public schools, public charter schools, public magnet schools, private schools, online schools, and homeschooling. In fact, I grew up in New Jersey and went to traditional public schools my entire education. So I encourage everybody to look at School Choice Week as an opportunity to discover every option without us putting our finger on the scale and saying one is better than another.
New Jersey has quite a few new options over versus what it has had in the past. I'm not sure if we've been at the forefront, but the concept of open enrollment has really grown in the state, where basically it allows school districts to, much like colleges, almost recruit students from other districts saying, we've got the better option here for you.
There is open enrollment across the state. It's not as widespread as in other states like Florida and Arizona, but New Jersey does have open enrollment policies. In addition, there are a lot of great charter schools in the state of New Jersey. So these are more options that families didn't have 20, 30 years ago.
When you look at, well, how many years has National School Choice Week been this nationwide event?
This is our 10th anniversary, so we are now at year 10 of celebrating opportunity and education during School Choice Week.
When you compare the start to the current, what do you think the biggest asset of the week has become?
The biggest attribute of the week that I think is most exciting is it has really become a time across the country where parents can discover education environments that they want for their kids, because every child is unique and every child is different, and kids learn in different ways. So when parents can find schools or learning environments that match their kids' interests, talents, challenges, and things that make them love learning, that's a good thing. That means those kids are more likely to succeed in school, more likely to continue with their education, more likely to graduate. And so that is what excites me the most about the work that we do.
Talking with Andrew Campanella, who is the president and really the creator of National School Choice Week happening this week all the way through Saturday, February 1st. Yeah, it's going to be February here already, too. And schoolchoiceweek.com. You'll learn more about the event, the concept, and probably most important, where the many events are going to be closest or maybe not even that close to you because, you know, for education purposes, you shouldn't be limiting. You should be looking and exploring as much as you possibly can. You do that at schoolchoiceweek.com, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. The events, too, Andrew, I was just wandering through. I came across they really vary in sizes. I mean, you have huge ones with multiple schools and education organizations taking place, like a Liberty Science Center on this coming Wednesday, the 29th, which is one of the more larger ones. But you also have private charter schools, which are going to be probably significantly smaller. And that just really presents another opportunity for parents, too. Do you know if class size is important? Is the curriculum the priority? This whole concept of what you have with National School Choice Week just really gives parents to look at options they might not have been thinking of before as priorities.
Right, and what I encourage parents to do is, if you're looking at your child's first school, you're looking for your child's first school or for a new or different school for your child, put your family's priorities first. So you might care about class sizes. You might care about a specific curriculum. You might care about the size of the school. You might care about extracurricular activities. Put your family's priorities first because those things are the most important. And as the parent, you are truly the expert on what is right for your kid. And it doesn't matter whether or not you understand any of this education jargon. There's far too much of that. If you ask questions and you're persistent and you start exploring your options now, anybody can figure this out.
Explain what a magnet school is. That's, I guess, one of the more newer terms as far as parents' options and what they're looking at. And that might be one of the ideas, too, where mutual education is needed because, again, a relatively new concept as far as the school choices are concerned.
Yeah, so we have all these different terms in education. Traditional public schools, everybody pretty much knows what they are. You got public charter schools, public magnet schools, which you brought up. Magnet schools are public schools. They're free to attend. In most cases, they do not require students to take entrance tests. And these schools are different from traditional public schools in that they all focus on themes. So a student at a magnet school might learn more about math, science, technology, performing arts, something that anchors all the other subjects around it. So kids are still learning everything they need to learn, and they're learning all these different subjects, but they're learning them through the lens of a theme. And if a kid is really interested in something, let's say math or science, they will be inspired to learn other subjects because that school focuses on their interests.
Again, it's there's a lot before you, but that's a good thing when it comes to your child's education because the more options you have, the more information you can absorb, the more informed choice you can wind up making. And it's certainly not a bad thing to change from a conventional to, for lack of a better phrase, an unconventional means. Might be not for you as a if you have the open mind about things, but for others might think that way until they learn more about it. And that's part of what National School Choice Week does provide parents and teachers, as well as the school systems as well, and the children, the opportunity to learn, to make a connection, and to do what's best as possible for the child's potential, their future, their interests, and the path that they want to take in their lives. Starting point to find out the events near you, more about what the week is orchestrated to accomplish. It's all at schoolchoiceweek.com. Starts up all this week, all the way through Saturday, February 1st. Find out more at schoolchoiceweek.com. We've been speaking with the creator, the founder, the president of National School Choice Week, Andrew Campanelle. Andrew, you present an opportunity for something very important in multiple ways, and for doing that, I know you understand the value of it, and I always enjoy how much you protect that value and further it over the years. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.